Hello, I'm Ben Laidler, eToro's global market strategist, and you're listening to The Daily Voice, where I delve every day into the important topics every investor should be aware of, and I do it all in under 5 minutes. You can also find this content on my comprehensive daily blog, with a reminder that this podcast is intended solely for information and educational purposes. Please stay tuned for additional disclosures at the end of today's episode. Now let's get started. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Daily Voice on, firstly, the overdue market pullback, and secondly, Netflix starting big tech earnings. So firstly, we think the overdue market pullback is arriving. Stocks had a blistering start to 2024, with the S&P 500 annualizing at its best year in 70. April has clearly been more challenging, as expected. And we are on the verge of an overdue 5% market pullback. The proximate cause of this is a reset of Fed rate cut expectations and higher bond yields. But we see this as a healthy breather with extended weakness likely to be bought. And the twin bull market earnings growth and still coming rate cut pillars still in place and significant cash on the sidelines. Our focus is the cheaper, more economically sensitive sectors and regions, from financials to Europe, and a reminder that the S&P 500 typically sees three small 5% pullbacks a year, an intra-year decline averaging 14%, and yet still has an average annual gain of 10%. So really, these pullbacks absolutely come with the territory. For what it's worth, the contrarian short-term buy signal in our mind is VIX volatility. If we see it go to a one standard deviation event over average, it would be something like 27 or 28. Our second topic is Netflix starting the big tech earnings. So Magnificent Seven earnings don't get going for a couple of weeks, but we do start to get a taste this week with ASML, TSMC, and maybe most importantly, Netflix on Thursday. Tech earnings strength is set to be one of the three pillars, we think, of a successful earnings season, alongside lower inflation, helping profit margins, and the very low growth expectations bar that consensus has set. So Netflix stock has been on a tear. It's up by 75% from October, and expectations are reasonably high, with the valuation back over 6x forward price to sales, and the market cap over $250 billion. Consensus is looking for the streaming leader to post a solid 5 million net subscriber growth on top of its 260 million base, and to see double-digit revenue growth for the first time in over 2 years, as it's able to keep pushing up average prices. And this is all set to combine to drive over 50% earnings growth. So that's it. Please like and subscribe us. Go to eToro Plus to see the research, and we'll chat again tomorrow. Thanks very much. You've been listening to Digested Invest by eToro. For more information, please visit us at eToro.com. This podcast is for informational and education purposes only. It should not be taken as investment advice, a personal recommendation, or offer of or solicitation to buy or sell any financial instrument. This material has been prepared without taking into account any particular recipient's investment objectives or financial situation, and has not been prepared in accordance with the legal and regulatory requirements for independent research. Past performance is not an indication of future results.